Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, from the kitchen, it is a good evening to you, and now you be at 6:03 on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson Street, Brian Rascona. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number. It'll be for the Marathon Schmooze right up until the Yankee pregame show. 6:55 right here on your fan. New York City.
Baseball is a president tossing out the first ball of the season and a pudgy schoolboy playing catch with his dad on a Mississippi farm. A tall, thin old man waving a scorecard from the corner of his dugout. That's baseball.
I don't put this in the nightmare category. I mean, obviously, we don't want any player to get exposed. It's not a positive thing.
No, I don't think with any kind of fluke, like, oh, I got it from a, the bus driver or pilot or something like that. I believe some guys got careless. At least one guy did for sure and went out. And I think came back positive and spread around.
What will be ultimately dictated. And as of right now, we get to continue our season, and we're excited about that opportunity.
But I don't see it as a nightmare. We built the protocols to allow us to continue to play. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. And we think we can keep people safe and continue to play.
If they can contain the virus's spread to just Miami and bring the team back safely next week, can baseball continue? But all it takes is one player on one team to spread this virus through a locker room, and we could be looking at a very different scenario.
Everybody wear a mask, avoid crowded places, stay social distancing, close the bars, wash your hands. If we just do that, I believe we can have a major step in the direction that we want to go.
Baseball, just a game. As simple as a ball and bat, and yet as complex as the American spirit it symbolizes. It's a sport, a business, sometimes almost even religion.
I think everyone understood that this was a possibility, and the biggest thing is for us to continue following the protocols that we have in place. You know, we can't control, you know, what's going on with other teams, but as long as we follow the rules, follow the protocols, and take care of ourselves, I think that we can, you know, minimize our exposure.
Well, we do have a little bit of news. It is now 18 for the Miami Marlins, 16 players, and another two from the staff. They can't even go through a pause without somebody testing positive. Major League Baseball has a problem. The virus and the Marlins, thanks to Miami not washing their batting gloves. Here's what Major League Baseball told us yesterday. The last team standing, the last team to test negative, wins the World Series. If we ever needed a few asterisks, it's now. If COVID-19 had a family, we'd be looking at a team picture of the Miami Marlins. The real mystery with them is finding somebody who tested negative. Rumors have it that Mattingly might be replaced by Dr. Anthony Fauci. As we know, Fauci has a baseball background since he failed to flatten the curve opening night in Washington. When the Marlins come back on the field next Monday, they will all be wearing a patch on their right sleeve with the number 19 on it. Here's the projected lineup when the Marlins are released from the laboratory next Monday. Leading off, isolation, wearing number 19. Batting second, quarantine, wearing number 19. Batting number 3, social distancing, number 19. Cleaning up, and of course cleaning up, hygiene, number 19. Batting number 5, mask, wearing number 19. Batting number 6, ICU, and we see him wearing number 19. Batting 7th, antibodies, number 19. Batting number 8, testing, number 19. And batting 9th, vaccine, number 19. Here's what we have learned about the Marlins. The virus has nothing on the Marlins when it comes to being contagious. Here's a guess. They find a vaccine for the virus before they find one for the Marlins. The Center for Disease Control is about to make available guidelines to protect yourself from the Marlins, and one is to stay at least 6 miles from their stadium. The Marlins have been quarantined. They're in isolation, although we're calling it a pause. And they are in quarantine, choose isolation, quarantine, pause. But Major League Baseball, they are not going to have it easy as long as the Marlins are included with the 29 other teams in the game. And they're not going to play again until Monday. And here is one for the books. The Phillies, and you may have heard about this one earlier, the Phillies are going to take on the Blue Jays in Philadelphia, with the Blue Jays the home team. And where's Toronto's home for 2020? Why, Buffalo, of course. Major League Baseball has told us if a team can't make it to 60 games, so be it. Wonderful. Baseball and the playoffs, well, you know now, as we found out yesterday, it's going to be determined, playoff teams, by the winning percentage. And if it's less than 60 games, then better win those games you do play. Manfred and Dr. Fauci have a lot in common. Fauci says isolate if testing positive. Manfred says teams must practice geographical distancing from Miami. Dr. Fauci is cautiously optimistic we will find a cure for the virus more sooner than later. Manfred is cautiously optimistic we will find a cure for the Marlins. Fauci says antibodies will help in finding a treatment or a vaccine for the virus. Manfred, well, he says Marlins are a team of antibodies more contagious and more infectious hitting baseball right in the solar plexus. In the end, winning percentage is not going to get it done. It's the team testing negative that will win it all. The game of baseball is so determined to make the September 27 finish line that it will lose the Marlins if they have to, if it means getting to serious October baseball. But right now, and we cannot ignore it, the game in serious July baseball. We all wanted baseball so, so bad. The minutes, the hours, the days, the months we were counting, all of it, until we got the grand old game back. And now some of us not so sure we should have it until it's safe, even for the cardboard cutouts. And by the way, those Phillies, those Philadelphia Phillies who play as the road team at home on Saturday, taking on the Blue Jays from Toronto, now calling Buffalo home, all of them are negative. Toronto, or is it Buffalo, but they're calling Philadelphia home on Saturday, and it's a doubleheader beginning a little after 3. Bottom line is Toronto, Buffalo, Philadelphia, every other team except Miami, everybody is testing negative as we speak right now. So that is a very, very good sign. And it seems like a year since we saw the New York Yankees of playing baseball. And you know that Torres is not very happy having to play in Baltimore. I don't think he's ever made an out in his career in Baltimore, but that's where the Yankees are going to be tonight, as you know. And the pregame is coming up at 6:55, the game itself at 7:35. Tomorrow, 6:25 will be the pregame, and 7:05. They changed the time for tomorrow's game in Baltimore. That'll be at 7:05. The lineup, and you know it by now, but if you don't, it is LeMahieu leading off, and then Aaron Judge batting second. Torres, I think he has, as I say, he hasn't made an out at Camden Yards in the career. He's batting number 3, Stanton number 4, and then Hicks, and then Ford over there at first. No Voit tonight. And then Sanchez, Urshela, and Gardner, with Cole looking for win number 2. The Metropolitans, they hope, they vowed, they had a team meeting a little while ago. They all promised Jacob DeGrom to get him at least a run tonight. And here is the Metropolitan lineup. Nimmo leading off, and then McNeil, and then Alonso off, as they say in the trade, to the slow start. Maybe how you think pressing after the 53 homers a year ago. Nimmo, McNeil, Alonso, then Conforto. Dominic Smith will be batting number 5. The Cuban defector will be batting number 6. The 37-year-old second baseman will be batting number 7. And Jimenez will be at short, not Rosario tonight. No Rosario, and no Ramos, and no J.D. Davis. So Jimenez will be batting number 8, and Rene Rivera batting number 9 for the Metropolitans tonight, taking on Boston. We haven't got a lot of time, but certainly we'd love to be taking a couple of calls. So, no from the 1-877-337-6666, and we shall take you right up until the Yankee pregame show, and that, as you know, coming your way at 6:55 right here on your fan, New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.